From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Opposite sides of the European migrant crisis speak their minds. Left-wing European leaders tried to forge a common front Saturday in the continent's migrant crisis, while right-wing and extreme right groups protested current policies toward the waves of people fleeing war and poverty. The meetings and demonstrations came as thousands of migrants have massed in muddy camps in the Greek border town of Idomeni after countries across the Balkans closed their borders. In Berlin, some 2,000 right-wing demonstrators carrying German flags chanted "Merkel must go" and "We are the people" in a protest Saturday accompanied by a heavy police escort. Greece's Prime Minister Alex Tsipras said a meeting of left-wing politicians made progress on a common progressive front to tackle the migrant crisis and called the rise of extreme right forces the real threat to Europe.
From my point of view, this was a very constructive decision because the common front of the progressive forces, it is necessary in order to try to tackle this parallel crisis and in order to isolate the extreme right forces that is the real threat for Europe now.
Earlier Saturday in northern France, extreme right wing youths torched tires and blocked migrants from roads in the port of Calais, leading to several arrests. And in Sweden, police said two fires overnight damaged planned shelters for unaccompanied minor migrants. Syria's government on Saturday ruled out any discussion of the presidency or presidential elections at peace talks and criticized the UN envoy for overseeing next week's negotiations. This is VOA News.